Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you reached out. You wanted to know what was going on in Las Vegas, what happened on the Las Vegas Strip yesterday. And, yes, if I was okay, I'm okay. I'm not on the Strip. A lot of people don't realize that Las Vegas is huge. We have almost 2 million people, metropolitan area, when you look at all the cities and suburbs combined. And so it's, I know people think Las Vegas is just the Strip or Allegiant Stadium or T-Mobile Arena, but there's, so I wasn't anywhere near there. In fact, I was on air when this happened. So yesterday morning, I believe it was about 11:40 a.m., in front of the Wynn Hotel, there was a stabbing. They caught the suspect, but sadly, 2 people died, multiple others injured. I believe 6 others stabbed or slashed. It was a long kitchen knife sent to nearby hospitals. 3 were in critical condition as of yesterday. And it really sparked a lot of fears, not so much in Vegas because, you know, all big cities are having issues with crime, but that we have somebody who rampantly and with no motive at all could decide to just randomly kill somebody during the day. Just like we saw with the first responder, the EMS, a veteran, the other day in Brooklyn that was going to get lunch and was stabbed. And so, although some people might not have access to guns, they seem to have no problem finding something in their kitchen and taking, killing people with. And we'll talk a little bit about who died, but there was discussion of the showgirls on the Strip. So if you haven't been to the Las Vegas Strip, it's really, really cool. And like I've seen in Times Square, and we now see this everywhere, there is a new sort of career that people have, and they make good money, where they dress up either as a showgirl or as Barney or as Ernie and Bert or as Iron Man or Spider-Man, and they take pictures with you. So they're in an area of the Strip. Sometimes it's not choreographed that well, but sometimes they're in an area of the Strip where when you take a picture, you'll be able to stand with them, get a good view, get a picture with them, and all they ask is for a tip. And so, you know, taking pictures of people, you know, for hours on end can be exhausting, but it could be some pretty decent money. So these Las Vegas Strip, and I know they want to kind of change it to the Las Vegas Resort Corridor, but ever since I've known it to be the Strip, so I call it the Strip, it's an exciting place where while you're walking hotel to hotel, yeah, there might be promoters, there might be people passing out these little cards with boobies on it. We're starting to kind of change things up where it's all about entertainment. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, man, I'm not going to get to see a showgirl because all these shows have changed. And you know, now it's more Broadway. No, there are beautiful showgirl women dressed up and the whole thing, you know, out there on the Strip, which is why, you know, it wasn't me that was out there because I couldn't dress like a showgirl. So, sadly, 1 teacher has died and another gentleman has died, and multiple of these showgirls who were out there got hurt. Now, from what I understand, many street performers, I mean, they can't not work. They have to, you know, get back out there and do what they do. And so, you know, even though we're all a little shaken by what happens, you know, Vegas is still going to be Vegas. But you do have a lot of people asking for more police presence. I think the whole defund the police has pretty much taken a turn where people are like, no more. No, we need more police presence. And apparently what we know about this guy, let me just pull this up right here. His name is Yoni, is it Barrios? He's not local to Las Vegas. He's 32 years old. He tried to run from the attack. and he killed Brent Allen Hallett, 47 years old, as well as Maurice Maureen DiGiovanni, who a 30-year-old teacher. And it appeared to be he might have gotten turned down to take a picture. I'm not exactly sure, but they said something prompted him. But obviously, I think he had it in his head that he was going to do something because he had a kitchen knife on him, and it was a large kitchen knife. So these random attacks now happening in broad daylight in an area that you feel is safe is now the nature of a lot of the current crime wave, where you could be going to lunch. We had two officers gunned down while eating pizza a few years back, just in a normal neighborhood pizza joint, just sitting there eating. Somebody guns them down. The idea of, well, you need to not be out in the middle of the night. You need to avoid certain areas of town. You need to not be alone. It doesn't matter. These crimes are happening by people with major mental illness that are just among us. It's like we're in the jungle in the wild. You know, we're surrounded by animals. And I keep telling people that, and I love people. I love striking up random conversations, and I love making eye contact with people that I walk. When I am on the strip, and every now and then I am, you know, I'll smile, and I like people watching and all that. Now it's almost like you need to sit there and be, you know, carry, or you need to have some weapon on you, or you need to just be aware that somebody randomly can just start shooting. You know, you thought it was just in the movies. It's real. Whether you're in Chicago, whether you're in L.A., whether you're in New York, whether you're in the Midwest, or whether you're, you know, in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas, to me, is still safe. All right? The Las Vegas Strip is safe. I'm going to go there this weekend. I love everything Las Vegas stands for. I love the Strip. It's a fantastic city. But we need more officers. We need more security presence. Even though somebody crazy might act even in front of a police officer, thank God officers near the scene stopped this guy before he could stab more. So the Las Vegas Metro Police Department did a fantastic job. We're huge fans of them out here, but we need more. And then, you know, how do you recruit more? It's very easy for us to say we need to fund the police. We need more. Well, the average person isn't thinking and fantasizing about being an officer. I had seen an officer the other day as a patient, and they said, I don't tell people I am one, because then I'm going to have a target on my back. So we need to do something different, because the world is going crazy. We have very dangerous people out there that are acting like animals. And if you're not safe at 1140 in a very highly metropolis area, you know, you're just not safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're seeing all these headlines and hints that nuclear war is imminent. I wouldn't go that far. But we did get a stark warning from our president that Putin is not joking about the nukes in Ukraine and using them. And he had said that Vladimir Putin is not joking about using nuclear weapons, and the risk of Armageddon is the highest it has been since the Cuban Missile Crisis. So he was at a fundraising event for Democrats at the New York home of James Murdoch, who is son of Rupert Murdoch, who I believe created Fox News. And we've been watching Putin start to get cornered. You know, they bragged about how they have these territories that they were able to annex, and these are the new leaders. Meanwhile, Ukraine the next day goes in there. And Ukraine's been doing a pretty good job. Of course, they've been needing billions upon billions of dollars from us and other countries. They've needed, global support. And it's fascinating to me that you know, the war has been going on this long, and Ukraine's been able to save them off with, you know, the amount of troops that they have and their will and their fight. It's like a David and Goliath story. Even though they've been getting, you know, the slingshot and stones from us and other countries, they have the cojones, and they have the stones to go up against Putin, staving off World War III. But as I said early on, this is something that we might notice where months down the line or years down the line, we go, you know, we could have probably prevented a lot of deaths and prevented a lot of money spent and a lot of destruction if we just would have dealt with Putin early on. And now that Putin might be desperate enough to start to sully our environment and murder innocent individuals with nuclear weapons, the question is going to be, when is somebody going to address this? And I'm not saying to do anything in specific, but we have the UN specifically for this. The United Nations is to make sure they keep the peace, make sure we don't have another Holocaust happening again, make sure people aren't being sent to camps, trafficked, genocide, like we've been told allegedly Russian soldiers are doing to Ukrainians. And here we are now with even Biden saying, yeah, you know, he said, we've got a guy I know fairly well. He's not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons, because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming. He said, don't be fooled by the idea that smaller tactical weapons were not a major threat to the world. He says, I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon. Now, I know a lot of people aren't really looking at President Joe Biden as, you know, a war strategist or a foreign policy guru, but I think you and I, with our, you know, understanding of crazy dictators and, you know, people with major, you know, mental illness and narcissistic complexes and wanting to win at all costs, I think absolutely, I agree with Joe Biden. I think it is something that he might do. So do we need to have special ops that go in and neutralize any of these, you know, weapon stores or arsenals? Or do we need, I mean, you know, look what Israel has done. You know, do we need him overthrown? Do we need to come up with a ceasefire? Do we need to come up with a peace plan? I'm not a fan of the idea of brokering a peace plan where, okay, you get these two countries or you get these two annexed territories, you get these two, because we've seen this time and time again. If this is Ukraine's sovereign land, this is their border, and all somebody has to do is start going in and attacking and pillaging and plundering and then threaten nuclear tactics, and then, wow, they get a couple extra territories, then who's to stop him or anybody else from doing that again? You know, the country is at unease right now. And so Biden, you know, talked about how we're trying to figure out what is Putin's off-ramp. Where does he find a way out? Where does he find himself? Where he does not only lose face, but significant power? Well, that's something we spoke about. Putin's not going to want to go, you know what, my bad, I started this war, he could be, you know, killed by his own people. He's not going to go that easily. He's been planning this for years. He's promised to bring back the Soviet Union. He's not going to go quietly, so there's no off-ramp. So either he needs to feel like he won, or he needs to do something historical. And that's why I worry that he might get desperate enough. So what do I really predict happening? I believe there's going to be a lot of pressure from countries, especially with all the BS that's been happening to their economies and the fuel and all that, that there's going to be pressure to bring Zelensky and Putin to a negotiating table. And Ukraine is going to be like, well, no, because we've been pushing them back. We're going to win this. No. And Putin might, you know, if he feels like his only choices are to go nuclear or to at least get whatever territories they can, you know, he might want to look like he won. I just don't know if he's going to be satisfied or if he thinks his people are going to be satisfied with a, you know, a territory and a piecemeal, you know, piece of this and that. You know, he wants to control Ukraine. But that might be the way this goes. Or, as I said earlier, early on, it might take Russians and Russia to say, Putin, you're done, and get him out of office, or whatever else, you know, they might do. So it was interesting to see Biden, who's kind of been, you know, not very, you know, in touch with what's been going on. You know, it was an interesting speech. Maybe he got a new speech writer. I don't know. But what we are hearing, which is very interesting, is Alaska's governor said there's the arrival of two Russians seeking asylum. Alaska Governor Mike Delvaney said that he received two Russian nationals that was seeking asylum to the U.S. to avoid Moscow's draft. Now, he doesn't anticipate a continual stream, but remember, they have the Bering Strait. So this isn't, okay, well, we're going to go through Mexico, we're going to try to come in with everybody else, you know, the that's been, you know, coming up from Central America and South America. They might have a much easier path making it to Alaska across the Bering Strait. The governor thinks this may be a one-off incident, but Northwest Alaska might be the next border. They said any type of transiting the Bering Strait for the next couple of days could be dangerous. The individuals were transported to Anchorage for inspection. They got screening, vetting, and then they were processed in accordance with U.S. immigration laws. The Russian embassy in Washington said its diplomats will hold a telephone conversation with the two male citizens. And I'm not exactly sure where they live or where they go, but the distance is about 55 miles. It's not much. So, now, Ukrainian's defense minister promises life, safety, and justice to Russian troops who lay down their arms. So rather than Russian forces feeling like, you know what, I'm going to be killed either way, so maybe the sooner we get this conflict over with, the better, and I'll just, you know, help Russia out. Ukraine is like, look, guys, okay, if you don't want to, you know, fight us, you don't have to. We will, but on the flip side, what do they do? Do they take them all in? Can you trust them? A big thing I'm concerned about with our current border crisis is the wolf in sheep's clothing. Somebody pretending like, yeah, you know, I don't like Russia. I don't want to, you know, be conscripted to the military. You know, I'm here for you guys. Meanwhile, you know, Russia's like, okay, you go. And you get over there and you know, pretend whatever you have to pretend. And then we're going to give you instructions once you're in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now that you are forcing people. Because look at what happened with, you know, Vietnam. You know, when you don't have people, you know, behind the cause. You know, World War II was a much different war. But when you have people feeling forced that they have to, you know, defend, you know, a country that they might not be, you know, happy with and go after individuals who they have no problem with, that might be a great tactic to, you know, try to move towards this war's end. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After years of Democrats demanding defund the police, the White House is flipping the script and charging congressional Republicans, accusing them of working to defund the police, defund the FBI, and choosing the gun lobby over the fight against gun crime. A suspect is in custody after a violent stabbing attack on street performers dressed up like showgirls on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada. The attack left two people deceased and at least six others injured Thursday morning near the Wynn Resort. Las Vegas Metro Police charged 32-year-old Yanni Barrios with two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon and six counts of attempted murder. 43-year-old Jeremy Bartino, a member of the Proud Boys, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy or attempting to overthrow the government for his role on January 6. The North Carolina man also pled guilty to gun charges stemming from a search of his home back in March. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so remember I told you guys a few months ago that patients were calling saying they couldn't get their ADHD drugs. And it's not a lot of them that are in short supply, but there's fewer opportunities for people to get their medications, as we are hearing pharmaceutical companies are running out. Apparently, we have millions upon millions of Americans that are using the medications now, and such that demand is outpacing supply. And I think one estimate is we have at least 2.5 million people actively using these drugs, even though I think there's many more that have attention deficit. But the question keeps coming up, why do we have so many people with attention deficit? Why is it rising? So we're going to address that in a second. Let me just tell you what's going on here. So we're being told that pharmaceutical giant Novartis Novartis is reporting shortages. This follows when I think Teva a few months ago had said they were dealing with shortages. They say supply issues have been brewing since the summer. Patients began having trouble getting their prescriptions filled at local retail pharmacies. And seven pharmaceutical companies, including Novartis, have reported shortages of Adderall, the immediate release as well as the extended release. And Teva is also a leading producer. They also have reported shortages. So a lot of things have been contributing to the shortages. But what's contributing to the disorder of attention deficit? So shortage issues, that's going to continue to plague us. All right. If you don't have still your full labor and your full staff, I'm seeing restaurants close. And I don't even think it's recession induced. I think these restaurants are like, we can't find staff. So if you don't have staff, you're not going to be as productive. You're going to have limited production. You can only do so much with your machines. You still need people involved. Also, the supply chain crisis. We're still having issues from a 2-week lockdown to a multiple month long lockdown. We are seeing an array, and we knew the ripple effect would last for years, of supply chain issues. We also have a huge dependency and a shift that happened very quickly because a lot of individuals started to work from home, can't pay attention because they got the kids, they got the dog, the cat. My cat jumps up. I'm trying to see patients. And all of a sudden, the cat wants a lovey-dovey. So she comes up, and she wants her neck rubbed, and she wants her tummy rubbed, and I'm like trying to work. So, and then she kind of looks at the patient, because sometimes you can see the patient, sometimes it's just on phone, and then she's like, oh, what's going on here? And so the distractions keep coming. So individuals are like, well, wait a second, well, now that I'm working from home, I can't concentrate. I don't have a boss looking over my shoulder. I have just too many temptations. There's just so much around that I could, you know, I get bored easily. And the getting bored easily is what we have a pandemic of. And we caused this because we went from as kids, you having to wait for your show to come on. You having to wait for commercials. You having to wait for mom to fix dinner. You having to wait for a letter to come in the mail. You having to wait for a phone call. Now, everything is instantaneously. If I want to hear from somebody or I want to reach out to somebody, within seconds I could send a message and within seconds get that message back, even if they're in another country. If I want to eat and I'm hungry, I could go to fast food and I could have my meal, maybe not the most healthy one, in my hands, hot, warm, ready to go, and I don't have to wait for something to slow cook. And we have become very dependent on this instant gratification. Now, I'm not saying all attention deficit hyperactivity cases are because of Netflix and texting and, I don't know, fast food. But there are many individuals who will call me up as a patient and say, look, I now have ADHD. And I'm like, you know, tell me, when did it start? Well, it started about a year ago. Okay, well, you know, if you truly have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, you know, we'll have seen signs as a kid and you struggling as a kid. And when I bring that up, they're like, oh, yeah, I thought school was boring. Well, yeah, it has to be a little bit more than you finding school is boring. A lot of us do. You have a bad teacher, you know, it stinks. You have a good teacher. And one thing I would do to kind of help, even though there's multiple ways to test for it and to screen for it, but when I ask somebody, you know, look, you know, have you ever binged on a series on Netflix or Game of Thrones? Oh, yeah, one day I watched 3 hours worth. That sounds like pretty good attention to me. So we need to really finitely diagnose what attention deficit truly is. Or hyperactivity. I know you guys think I'm hyper, but I do think I'm hyper, but I'm not necessarily, diagnosable. So hyperactivity. Okay. Do you fidget and squirm in your seat? Now, I don't want to get a DVT, so I will tap my feet. I might Kegel, right? I might move around just to kind of keep my metabolism up, but I'm not necessarily fidgeting. I could sit still if I want to sit still. I could have good posture. I could, but I just, I'm so always thinking about blood clots, and I always think about the morbidity of sitting for a long period of time. So I've trained myself to always toe tap and things like that, just because I want to keep moving. Do you leave your seat frequently? Well, if you can't sit down and, you know, get through a movie or get through work, that could be a sign. If you feel restless, if you are unable to engage in leisure activities quietly. Now, okay, I get it, I get it. I know I provide commentary on a lot of activities, right? But I'm able to get through a lot of activities and be quiet. Trust me, especially when I watch football. Are you always on the go? Do you have a problem sitting there, sitting still? Do you talk excessively? Do you blurt out answers? Okay, all right, all right, all right. Okay, I'm hyperactive. I would always blurt out answers in class. Pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Dr. Zero, we're not talking about that right now. Wrong answer. You sure? Sounds really intelligent when I say it. Nope, wrong answer. I would blurt out answers all the time. And you want to know what? 1 out of 10 answers were correct. So that was my... I was just playing the odds. I'm from Nevada. Do you have difficulty waiting your turn? If I have to pee, yes. If I have to pee, I'm going to stand there and I'll just go to the men's room. Do you interrupt or intrude on others? Okay, all right. Okay, so I'm hyperactive. Okay, now let's talk about attention deficit, inattention. You have to have greater than 5 symptoms per category persisting for 6 months, present prior to the age of 12, and present in greater than 2 settings, not just work, but also home. Do you have lack of attention to details, careless mistakes? Do you have difficulty sustaining attention in tasks? Do you not seem to listen when spoken to directly? Do you not follow through on instructions? Do you have difficulty organizing tasks and activities? Do you avoid tasks that require sustained mental effort? Do you lose or misplace objects, like your keys? Are you easily distracted? Are you forgetful in your daily activities? Now, a lot of individuals, as we age, will forget our keys. We'll be like, you know what, I'm not going to remember that list, just write it down. You know, the kids are going to be babbling about something, and you start to tune it out because your mind is worried about somebody sick in the hospital. You might have some inattention or attention deficit, but does that mean you need a medication? Well, competition is high, and nowadays a lot of younger individuals or people at work, especially if they're facing, you know, a layoff, or they're facing not getting into medical school or law school, I'm hearing that people are hitting the stimulants, and they're like, I focus better. I'm more competitive. And so I think as a society, we made people inattentive. We have all these distractions. You don't have to wait anymore. You don't even have to wait to, you know, for your girlfriend to come over and see somebody naked. You got porn right there. You don't have to wait for, you know, and anything anymore, except, you know, at Disneyland. So, yeah, we now have a lot of individuals requiring these medications, and it sounds like some of them are on back order. 1-877-DOT-DALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like Texas Governor Greg Abbott's plan worked. We now have the biggest city in the country declaring a state of emergency over the city's migrant crisis. And Mayor Eric Adams is now asking for federal and state aid to handle the influx of asylum seekers. New York City, sanctuary city, among many others, who said, we got you, come here, we got you, now is overwhelmed this quickly. We're only talking weeks because they have taken in 17,000 asylum seekers. Well, not taken in on purpose. They were sent there. That goes to show you that we as a country are not built to take on a huge stream of asylum seekers with a porous border. And to see New York City start to crumble and beg for help, I mean, maybe that'll finally get the Biden administration to listen. New York Mayor Eric Adams says, we now have a situation where more people arrive in New York City than we can immediately accommodate, including families with babies and young children. Once the asylum seekers from today's buses are provided shelter, we will surpass the highest number of people in recorded history in our city's shelter system. The mayor called for emergency federal and state aid to handle the continued influx of asylum seekers. So as you know, Governor Greg Abbott's plan was if the Biden administration won't listen to a Republican governor or even Democratic mayors along the border, maybe they'll listen to New York or D.C. So according to CNN, Adams' declaration will direct all relevant city agencies to coordinate efforts to respond to the humanitarian crisis and to construct the city's humanitarian emergency response and relief centers. The state of emergency will be in effect for 30 days and may be extended. New York City has over 61,000 people in their shelter system, including thousands experiencing homelessness, thousands of asylum seekers who may have been bused in over recent months from other parts of the country. He said more than 17,000 asylum seekers have been bused to New York City from the southern border since April of this year. As the first week of October, Texas has spent $18 million to bus them to D.C., New York City, Chicago, and he announced the program in April as part of his response to the Biden administration's immigration policies. Now, people are like, well, you know, how could he do that? How could he, on one end, and I know you guys might not like my thinking on this, some of you might not, but if I am the ER doc in a hospital, and I have been, and if we are overwhelmed, I have to, ethically and my guess even by law, get these people to a place where they could be taken care of. If I don't have beds, if I don't have enough staff, I have to find another facility that could take them. If not, I go to my state, local authorities, and then maybe national at that level. So if their centers are overrun, they're not allowed to have slums. Like, you know how everybody always goes, oh, my gosh, look at what Trump did or what Obama did. People were in cages, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, Governor Abbott is not going to get that optic where he has people in cages. He has, you know, people in facilities where it could be rampant with infectious disease. He has to move them somewhere. And if he's not allowed to say go back to Mexico or remain in Mexico, he has to then move them to facilities. And I'm not saying he did this all as, you know, without there being a, you know, political reason, but which city do you move them to? If I'm down there and I have all these migrants and I have for 4 or 5 years now heard that San Francisco is a sanctuary city, that New York City is a sanctuary city, that Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary city, I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to coordinate getting get them to the sanctuary cities because we know they won't be turned away from non-sanctuary cities. But now the sanctuary cities are complaining. Well, what do you want? Well, you know, what is Texas supposed to do? New York City shelter system is at 100% capacity. The city expects to spend at least $1 billion by the end of the fiscal year dealing with the influx of migrants. And if asylum seekers continue to enter the city, the total population within the shelter system will exceed 100,000 in the year to come. So Mayor Adams is now using hotels as emergency shelters. And 5,500 migrant children have been enrolled in schools. The city is also expanding a potential program for New Yorkers to volunteer to host asylum seekers in unhoused in their homes. They say New Yorkers want to help, and we're going to make it straightforward and easy for them to do so. Oh, by the way, I heard the other day, remember there was a Ukrainian asylum seeker that went to Europe and moved in with a couple, maybe even a family, and then the husband, a few days later, left his wife for her. They broke up, from what I understand. So some people are going to be a little reluctant to have people in their home because they don't know if they're going to take their spouse away. But this shows that the biggest of cities, the most populous, the most rich and wealthy of cities can handle the migrant influx. So what's the Biden administration doing? Well, GOP Senators Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz have now sent a message to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying they have grounds for impeachment if he fails to act swiftly in correcting his, quote, gross dereliction of duty. They sent a letter to Mayorkas this week, and it was obtained by Fox News Digital, where they compiled data produced by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection that showed that the crisis at the southern border has deteriorated since Mayorkas took office 19 months ago. He says this is a gross dereliction of duty, and if not corrected swiftly, could provide grounds for impeachment. They said your failure to faithfully enforce the nation's immigration laws and willful blindness to the very real humanitarian crisis at our southern border amounts to a gross dereliction of duty and a violation of your oath of office. He said, despite the heroic efforts by the men and women of Border Patrol who operate with very little support from D.C., you have failed to achieve any semblance of operational control at the border. So according to Customs Border Patrol, they said they've had over 4.4 million illegal crossings, 3.5 apprehensions, 900,000 gotaways who evaded apprehension. So the senators also charged Mayorkas with enabling a drug production and smuggling enterprise by Mexican cartels from China, supplied drug ingredients that directly contributed to the fentanyl-fueled opioid pandemic that has killed 108,000 Americans last year. So I'm surprised that this wasn't brought up sooner. Absolutely. Now, I get it. Mayorkas might just be a figurehead for Biden, and he might not be able allowed to act on his own. But all I know is if I was in Mayorkas, there are individuals that are dying, not only coming to the border, but Americans as well. Okay, what's going on? Why isn't anybody acting? Now, they might act after the election. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Maybe right after the midterms, they might be like, well, but right now, if these individuals can vote and they could get them to come to the polls, I don't think they're in any hurry. Well, that's kind of scary. And, we've heard of suicides by Border Patrol. We've heard of, Border Patrol dying, trying to save somebody drowning. You know, it's a bad situation. Not to mention, they said that there's chaos and there's been at least 78 individuals on the terrorist screening database just in 2022 alone. So we have terrorists coming over. Not to mention, as I said, many of these countries could hold hostage the family and send over the father, saying, look, I know you got a clean record, so you go over there and then, you do exactly what we say once you get in, or your family dies. So, I mean, obviously, the whole world is watching how vulnerable we are right now. So 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.